When you start thinking about time travel, you begin to wonder about all of the possible paradoxes which can result from even thinking about time travel. Hector Berlioz, the great composer, said, "Time is a great teacher, but unfortunately it kills all its pupils." Indeed, when we start thinking about aging into the future or getting younger into the past, I mean, thinking about ourselves getting younger or getting older, which is a form of time travel in which we change, but the rest of the universe doesn't. Or we think about we just go on in our merry old way going backwards or forwards in time as far as the rest of the universe is concerned. So we go backward in their time while we just age in our normal way. We have different really ways of dealing with time travel. And there are different kinds of paradoxes which result. Do the laws of physics actually say, "Thou shalt not time travel"? Is there some kind of forbiddenness to time travel? It turns out that the answer, surprisingly, is no. And in fact, from what I told you before, from general relativity of Einstein, not only did the laws of physics not forbid time travel, it may be that you gotta do it, and that time travel is a very natural part of the way the universe works. I'm going to get into that a little more, but let me tell you a little bit more about these paradoxes first. You all know about the chicken and egg paradox. You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? How would you modify that? Well, a professor of philosophy at Oxford University, Michael Dummett, modified this age-old poultry question into what we now call the creativity paradox or the knowledge paradox. Consider the following story of a very creative science who comes up with a new theory, let's say in the year 2100. Just at that time, she turns 50 years of age. Now, she is a brilliant woman, a great scientist, and this time of 2100 is a very receptive time for new ideas in science. People are desperate for something new. They want to see something come out that they haven't thought about before. And so receptive that it's time that her theory is welcomed and it's acclaimed as brilliant, and it makes possible, among other novel technologies, this new theory of hers, it makes possible time machines. So with funding from her local university, she actually builds one. Whether we use a sphere or if we use Kip Thorne's wormhole time machine, it really doesn't make any difference as far as this paradox is concerned, because what we're dealing with is what's going to happen to this woman. Okay, so here we have this creative scientist making this brilliant discovery and building a time machine, and then she decides, you know, now that I built this time machine, what if I write a book explaining how I did this, and I send it back in time through the time machine so that it emerges back in time just about the time that I was born. Let me do that. So she does. And now we go back in time, just like a movie going a flashback. We go back in time, and here we find the little girl who's grown up to become this great scientist, but we're now back where she is a little girl. And she's now reached kindergarten, or maybe she's now gone to high school, whatever age she's at. And she finds this book, and she opens it, and it's new to her because she hasn't written it yet, right? And she reads about how to build a time machine. And she tries to get it going right away, but the spirit of the time, the zeitgeist, is not to accept new ideas right now. So she has to wait until the time when the year 2100 rolls around, and then she builds a time machine. And then she does the same thing again. She sends the book back in time to herself when she's very young. And now we have a paradox. Who wrote the book? if the little girl read the book and then built a time machine based upon what she read, then we have this paradox about when was this thing written? How do we deal with this? We have what's called a knowledge paradox. There's something wrong. If the copy of the book is the source of the book, then when was the book first created? After all, here we have the copy, and she reads about it, how to build a time machine, and then she goes to the future and then writes the book, which she then sends back to herself again. This is called a knowledge paradox. This next one is maybe more familiar to you. It's called the grandfather paradox. This is very well known in science fiction. Here we have a time traveler who goes back in time to kill her grandfather when her grandfather was a young boy. And she succeeds. She goes back in time. She does this. So now the question is, if she did that and her grandfather never became the father of her father or the father of her mother, then her father or her mother could not have been born, which means that she could not have been born. So how did she go back in time and kill her grandfather when her grandfather was, say, prepubescent and still been born? What's going on here? How do we resolve that paradox? These types of paradoxes are what have led some scientists to formulate what's called a chronology tenet. Thou shalt not violate the chronology tenet. In other words, you can't do anything back in time that would be the cause of you not going back in time in the first place. I mean, it can really get quite bizarre. Here's another one. A guy builds a time machine, and he decides to go back in time, in his time machine, and he decides the following scenario. Because if he goes back in time, he's going to see himself. He says to himself, if I see myself emerging from the time machine, I will not enter the time machine in the future. So here he goes. Now we're watching him. Now it's the future. He goes back in time to the past, and he comes out, and there he sees himself. So the guy that's, you know, the second self sees him and says, ah, you just came out of the time machine. That means I'm not going to go into the time machine. So now he and his partner that just came out of the time machine are going to go towards the future, and not one of them enters the time machine. So therefore, how did he get there in the first place? If he didn't go in there, but if he can only not go in there if he did go in there. So you see the kind of paradoxes that time travel can introduce. When you start bringing in time, it gets really kind of bizarre.